So we've started doing something new here at the That's My Dad podcast. Instead of just posting full episodes, which we've done for the first 50 episodes of season one, and now we're 6 or 7 episodes into season two, which has been incredible. And if you haven't gotten to see what's happening in season two with the interviews we've done with football coaches, it's been incredible. So make sure you do that. But we've started taking smaller clips, little stories that we get from each episode, highlights, if you will, to make them available for you here wherever you're listening to our podcast. And they're anywhere from 3 minutes to 8 or 9 minutes in length. And they're powerful. Our goal since the beginning of the That's My Dad project has been to inspire. We say a lot that we're 85% inspiration and 15% instruction. And that's the reason we're doing what we're doing, because we believe stories inspire. And today we've got one for you that's absolutely incredible. It's from episode 41 of season one, when we sat down with Jamie Strange. Jamie was working on staff with Jacksonville State University's football team a handful of years ago. And in this right here, he tells the story of when he sat down with a star player who was a quarterback at JSU at the time, and discovered that this young man did not have a dad in his life and broke down in tears about it. So you got to hear this story.
So what do you see as you work with a lot of kids, this fatherless generation, it's an epidemic. We have 18.4 million kids that will go home tonight and there won't be a daddy there. What do you think that does to a kid psychologically, emotionally, in terms of just their whole outlook on life?
I think it definitely, I've seen it, you know. Yeah, we work with student athletes and students, you know, all over the area. And then, you know, me being a father and seeing my own sons, how they respond to us, my wife and I, they're good kids, but, you know, I don't know if they would have passed school without us supporting them and pushing them and telling them, you know, holding them accountable. Do you have your homework done? Mm-hmm. Did you finish that project? Are you you're going to go to bed so you can get up in the morning and be ready for school and have a fresh mind? I think it affects them in a major way. And I don't think anybody has an excuse, but I think, you know, when I look at it, it's like, if any of these kids have an excuse, I mean, they've got it.
Yeah.
I mean, they you know, man, they don't have anybody supporting them or pushing them or holding them accountable. That's a practical side of things. But I think even bigger, you know, like I said, I'm unintentionally and trying to be intentionally, my kids are following me. So they're able to see kind of how I respond to adversity, how I respond to prosperous moments in life, how I respond to setbacks. They're witnessing that with their own eyes. And I can't imagine a kid not being able to witness that, you know. Mm-hmm. They're having to figure it out on their own. And how do you deal with these circumstances? Well, you just got to – can I share one story?
Sure.
Won't mention the player's name, but I was at Jacksonville State and had a player that had warnings, and he was a star player. He was going to be probably a preseason all-conference player for us. And he grew up in inner-city Atlanta in a fatherless home. And he was a phenomenal athlete. I mean, he was just a phenomenal athlete. But they gave him several chances, and they finally had to let him go. Starting player for us. And he didn't want anything to do with me. Honestly, I represented the preacher role. Mm-hmm. And I walked through the locker room, hey, man, what's up? You know, I talked to Satan, and I could hear him kind of joking about me, you know. Mm-hmm. Man, old preacher man over there, you know, just joking about it. I'm like, I'm all right. That's fine. You can joke about me. So we didn't really have any kind of relationship at all. Until he got kicked off the team. And I called him up. I said, hey, man, I just heard the news. Can I meet you for lunch? And he's like, sure. We met and talked, and I'm sitting right across the table from him at Jefferson's there in Jacksonville. And started just talking. I said, just tell him I'm sorry, you know. Just want to let you know I'm here to support you any way I can. And literally this tough kid, tears rolled down his face. I didn't ask these questions. He just said, nobody ever really taught me how to treat a woman. I was like, really? I didn't know where that was, you know, what that had to imply. He said, nobody really talked to me about what I want to do with my life. It's just been football. I'm over here in college, and I'm aimlessly going to class just so I can play football. And I don't have any kind of plan. Mm. And And he just shared with me, you know, nobody talked to me about what I want to do with my life, what kind of major I want to have.
This is a college, so he's 20 years old.
He's probably 21 years old with tears in his eyes. And anyway, that to me opened my eyes, you know, here's a kid that just didn't see, you know, any example in front of him about, you know, going after something mm-hmm. other than football. He didn't see a father that had to deal with maybe a layoff, being let go from their job or having to start a business or having to provide for their family, whatever it took to provide for their family. And, you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
Even if it gets tough, you got to find another way.
To us, that seems so common sense. But to a kid who's never had it modeled, you forget that there's so many that really haven't. Literally, they don't have a clue.
Hey, if you enjoy these stories, we'd so appreciate it if you'd rate our podcast with a 5-star review. You can do it right here on Apple Podcasts in the app and also on Spotify, wherever you're listening. We also have some resources we'd love to make available to you. We've released 2 new books, a fatherhood documentary, and of course, all of our podcast episodes. They're all available for you on our website at thatsmydadproject.com.